Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Angels. It's so good to be here tonight, or this evening, Sunday evening, 6:30, and we have a new show, our new time. Di's not going to be with me tonight. She had a bit of a situation pop up, and so she says she will see everyone next week or talk to everyone next week. You know, she just moved in with her guy, so they've got some house stuff they're trying to renovate and make happen, and apparently there's a little bit of a hiccup there. So we're going to miss her tonight, but she'll be back with us next week, next Sunday night. You know, Di and I both wrote a book, co-authored it together, and the book is, I mean, there's a law that says he has to be attracted to me. And I love the book because it was real-life stories and true stories, and a lot of wisdom in there from us both, and a lot of humor from us both as well. but tonight we're going to talk about what women really want in a relationship, okay? And I think each woman is super different on what she may or may not be looking for, but there's some strong characteristics that I think each and every one of us as women are looking for, and men, and we'll talk about men too on another date, that they're looking for. And if you're clear about that and you know and you know what you're looking for, then you can really attract that. The key is, I think, with anything is to be it's really, really super clear about what you are looking for, okay? And how do you figure that out? Well, one of the things that you look at maybe to start, let me go back. I'll tell you this. I had the best comeback this week for what somebody was looking for. She's a woman. She's in her 30-something, 38 maybe. And she says to me, she goes, I want the a-hole to, she didn't say a-hole, she goes, I want the a-hole to be loyal and truthful to me and not cheat on me. I was like, well, she makes it so easy and appetizing and entertaining to want to do that, right? And I said, okay. I said, are you loyal? She goes, I am loyal. And she goes, and I remind him every night that he's cheated on me before, and I'm looking, and I'm waiting, and I'm watching. And so, you know, do you feel like that man, it's not right? I'm not going to say that. It's not right or wrong to cheat. That's not my judgment to make. But in most relationships, whether it's business or personal, and since we are talking about personal tonight, we want our man and our women, okay, whoever attracted you, to be loyal and honest with us, right? So if we put that out first, then we're going to get that back. So be really clear what you're looking for in your relationship. you know, I have a friend of mine that wrote down 43 qualities that she was looking for in a relationship, and somebody else duplicated that, you know, from her doing a show on it, and they've attracted the man of their dreams, and this woman has attracted the man of her dreams, okay? And the one that originally wrote the 43 qualities is that the business and all the pieces are coming together for her to attract the man that she's looking to attract. So, what do you really want in a relationship? Make a list of the qualities. And then, you know, I want somebody who's charismatic. I want somebody who's, you know, who's 6 foot tall. I want somebody who meditates. So be super clear on the physical, spiritual, and the emotional qualities that you're looking for, okay? I want somebody kind, considerate, you know, all other things. And loyal, I got somebody told me about loyalty, and I'm going to call on you in just a second. But be really clear on what you're looking for. And I think the most thing that women are looking for, they want to feel secure with their feelings and emotions. And I have a really good friend that talked to me the other day. He goes, Tori, if we would get away from having emotionless sex, okay, or sleeping with somebody really quick, then we would be able to stop that. And this was not a super religious guy, and I'm going to call him in a few minutes because he's made that a priority in his own life. And he said if we would do that, women and men would do that in their life. He goes, then we would get to be best friends before you get to be, you know, take it to the next step of being a lover. So maybe that's something to think about. You know, we want to make sure our emotions are safe, but we go to bed maybe too quick. And if you're, and you know, because if you're going to bed with somebody and you're not wondering, and women, this is a woman thing. Men too, some of it, but it just shows up differently for them. But if you're a woman and you're going back and you're going to bed with somebody too quick, or a man, you know, then, and you're not sure if they're going to call you tomorrow, Are you not sure if they're going to be with you tomorrow? Are you not sure how they feel about you tomorrow or even before you go to bed? Ask yourself the question, is it somebody that you want to sleep with? You know what I mean? Maybe you wouldn't get into a few days or dates to think about it. So that's something that I know women really, their biggest thing is they want to make sure their emotions are secure. And how do you do that? Sometimes it just takes time. But we're going to call on my friend and see what he says, because he's actually going to teach a workshop about that. I'm so proud of him, too. He's amazing. But I have a young lady here. Hold on a second. Hey, Alex, how are you? So,
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Listen, I'm going to give everybody a little background. Alex has everything. She's got a great job. She's got a lot of opportunity following her and a lot of growth that she's already done and a lot of growth in the company. I think I'm saying that right. And you just got something where you're going to be able to make more money and have even more opportunity. And you love your job. I'm assuming that you really enjoy it. Yeah, and it's a challenge. And she loves herself.
Mm-hmm.
And she's went through a breakup with your guy. Not breakup, because I think you guys are working on things. But what has that shown you that what women really want and how to behave in a relationship? If it's okay if I ask you those two questions. So share with us. Do you mind? Because this is just recent.
Absolutely,
with you.
No,
it's been the past 2 weeks, I think. So anyway.
Yeah.
So you've got it's
yeah,
fresh
definitely.
And it's in your heart. So share with us what you think.
It's definitely been a big lesson and one that I learned very, very quickly. Seeing as it's only been a couple weeks. But I always thought that being I've had serious relationships that did not work out in the past. And I thought that with this one, I had it all figured out. We were very open with one another and just very content and just hit it off immediately. And there was just that connection that you don't have with just anybody. So I knew for sure from the moment there was never a doubt in my mind. And with the feelings that I had for him, I thought that I had figured out what I wanted in the relationship and how not only just what I wanted for myself, what I wanted for my partner, but, you know, what I wanted for us together. And I thought that I knew how I needed to be. And I'm starting to realize that I didn't. Like, I thought that, you know, he's in the music industry, and being the lead singer of a band is a lot harder than I thought it was. You know, I thought it was just going to be, oh, it's okay. It's just like, you know, dating a bartender. It's incredibly difficult because not only are you giving up your man to tons of other women, but you're giving him up to his career and his music, and you'll always be number two. And at first that didn't really connect with me, and I didn't get it. And I did what any supportive woman would do. I put everything on hold for him. I was at every show. I, you know, helped run his merchandise. I helped run his, you know, the CDs, the albums, and promoting and anything and everything he needed help with. And, you know, we made it through so much with his, you know, there was a big falling out with his manager, and she didn't, you know, want the two of us together. And I thought that I had it all figured out. You know, as long as I'm a supportive girlfriend and I'm there for him and whatever he needs, I take care of. And I thought that that's what being a supportive woman was. And it didn't occur to me until just recently that being a supportive woman is not always about supporting the man that you're with, but it's also equally about supporting yourself so that you're a strong enough person to be someone he can lean on. And I let that go. I didn't hold up that end of the deal for myself. I wasn't strong enough on myself because I lost myself in the relationship. I lost my independence and doing things for myself. And, you know, while I still had my time and saw my friends and did my own thing, there was not as much energy and passion into the things that I wanted to do and into myself as there was with him. And I think that that's one of the biggest things that I realized that I really want in a relationship is I want an equal balance so that way I can be a strong person for myself.
Wow. So you said that so amazing. And by the way, you guys, this band that she's talking about, her boyfriend, it's not like something that's just starting. It's a strong up-and-coming band, and they're like so close to getting their big break, it's not even funny. So can you imagine her saying that and you know, her band's, I mean, I don't know if you want to say it. It doesn't really matter, but the band that her boyfriend is in, and is somebody that's up and coming and getting super big. So when she can say that about, you know, having balance, you know, no matter if he's a star, they're both the star in their own relationship, which I think is super important. And balance is key. That's so key. You're right about that. Thank you. That's a good, that's a neat one there too as well. I know you guys are in the process of working it out, doing things differently, looking ahead. You're going to do it differently. And I think it's going to be a stronger relationship. I'm so proud of you and happy for you. It's amazing what's going on.
Thank you.
You come from good stuff. So there you go. You're a lucky guy. And you're lucky too. You're lucky because he's an amazing person as well. Any advice to anybody that's burying themselves in a man and forgetting about themselves as a woman and or a man? How can they start? What do they do? Do they say a prayer, read a book?
Biggest thing, and I was raised with a very religious father and a not religious mother, so I had both upbringings, where, you know, very, very Catholic, Italian upbringing, and then very relaxed with my mother. So while I've been a faithful person, a spiritual person, I've kind of just never really been too tied to religion. But one of the things that I've always believed in is just there's something bigger out there, and there's something that I answer to. And there is, like, a spiritual something out there. And whatever it is, like, that's the first thing I turn to is just prayer. And just praying to her. Even, like, you know, I talk to my grandmother who passed away 8 years ago. Like, I talk to her on a daily basis, and I always have my, you know, the entire time she's been gone. And the biggest thing that I always ask for from her, you know, and from God, and, you know, from whatever, it just is support for myself and strength for myself, to just, for patience, and just to continue to have faith that whatever the outcome is that I can get through this. And that's the first key that, like, really played really big into me, because when I started opening up myself spiritually, even more so than I did before in the last couple weeks, it really kind of made me focus on what I want to change in myself. And, you know, as much as, like, you know, I wish that him and I were further along in whatever reconciliation might come out of it, you know, we're not talking as much as I would love to see us. But the biggest thing that I feel like I have to work on myself in order for me to work on him. And, like, you know, it's things like I love to paint and I love photography. It's going out and doing more things for that. You know, meditating. I started meditating, and since I have, like, I just feel so much more at ease, and I suffer from severe anxiety and depression, and, you know, I started taking care of myself just physically as well. You know, I got on, like, you know, a very low dosage of medication, so that way I can even out, you know, the chemical imbalance in my body, so that way I can find a good way to balance it out myself naturally between, you know, I'm doing yoga, whatever, you know, little things that I do to try to keep my anxiety at a low, so that way I can help improve myself. That way I'm not so wound up and anxious, and I have more of a relaxed look on life, you know, so that way I'm able to, you know, today went out on the boat and enjoyed myself. And as heartbroken as I am inside because of everything going on, I just kind of put it aside for later, and that's an emotion that I can deal with later. I don't need to worry about my breakup right now. Right now, I need to worry about making Allie happy. And if today is going, what I'm going to do today is going to make me happy today, then that's what's most important. You know, I've always been the type where I have to have, like, my 5-year plan. Like, I'm Italian. That's just, like, how I was raised. Husband, you make babies. This is what you do. So that's kind of, like, what I've always just, you know, planned on doing. You know, I found a man that I was in an incredible relationship with, and after a couple of years, it's like, okay, so this is our 5-year plan. And now it's kind of like, now that I've lost all of that, and I think, you know, the fact that I lost myself is a very big portion of it. My main focus is each day is, what am I going to do today that's going to make me happy? And just live in today and just focus on today. And as long as, because tomorrow's coming no matter what, you know, it's whatever's going to happen is going to happen. You just need to focus on being happy today, and it builds. It's, you know, you have to make a foundation for yourself. So it's just finding, you know, one thing. Like, it's, you know, it's sometimes to me it was, like, so stressful thinking, well, what am I going to do in my free time now? You know, I have all these hobbies that I like doing, but that's only going to take up so much time. Like, I'm alone, and I'm, you know, this is not what I wanted. And you know, it's just one day, you know, I've got, today's going to be my family day, and then I'm going to go and do this with my friends today, and tomorrow I'm going to just hang out with myself, and I'm going to have, like, a me day, and it's finding little things and taking baby steps and not thinking too much into the future and just doing one thing at a time so that you don't overwhelm yourself, and you'll see, you know, the last 2 weeks have gone by so quickly for me, and I have not stopped. Like, there has not been one moment where I've sat all day and did nothing. Like, I literally have kept busy, and I didn't realize that there was so much for myself to do. And as heartbroken and unhappy as I am, and part of my heart, at the same time, I'm really, really enjoying myself because I'm really, going on a vacation with friends, and I haven't done that in a while. So I'm happy, and I'm in a good place, which lets me know that I'm progressing to a point where I will be ready for a relationship again, which I hope would be with my boyfriend. But if not, then I know that I'm in a right place to build a new relationship on one day.
Allie, you are amazing. Somebody just texted me that she's hitting on so many points. Yeah, she's great. Anyway, we're going to watch her progress and everything. And I think that you and your boyfriend are going to get back together, because I know he's still kind of in contact with your sister and your family, and you guys are working it out. I think this is a pause moment, and you can learn more about yourself in a pause moment than any other time. So you are amazing. And by the way, you guys, you heard her sister last week. You know, these girls are both from the same family, Destiny, and this is Alex. I call her Alex Allie. And your sister's here. I love her. She's the best. Okay, she's really good stuff there. But I appreciate your viewpoints and everything like that, too. Listen in if you have time, because we've got somebody else we want to talk to. Hold on 1 second. I'm going to bring this one on. He's a character. You just love him. hold on. Hey there, James. This is James.
Well, hello, Tariq.
Hey, what's going on? How are you?
Not much. How are you?
I know. You told me, you said, Tariq, my brain's fried. But you and I, James and I spent together, we had some great donuts. And Allie, if you're still there, I hope you're listening still. You got to come down here to Fort Lauderdale. There's a gourmet donut shop. James and I had some food and talked about doing some workshops together. He is one of my favorites. He's my hairstylist. He knows how to make women beautiful on the inside and the outside, or feel beautiful on the inside, making them beautiful on the outside and listening to them. And you hear a lot of stories, and you give a lot of advice, and you're taking your own advice, which is all good. So what do you think is the most important qualities about that a woman can build a relationship on, or what's important to a woman? I know you said loyalty, but you also, the sex thing and becoming friends. And I want to talk to you a little bit about that, because I think that's so key. So share with, and you're a guy, so you can tell us.
I hear a lot of different things about how, you know, after you're in a relationship for a certain amount of time, it gets stale. The sex goes to just being emotionless. Even though there is emotions between the two people, it's emotionless because it is stale. It's the same old thing. And, you know, you need to – there are so many different aspects that you need to connect with to make it not that way, as far as romance and adding some spice. And, you know, people want – the women, from what I've gathered, want things to be interesting. Want things to be on point, you know, and to be surprised, which, guys, I'm the worst one at it, is surprising. I'm terrible with it. I'm like, oh, you would have liked flowers? I'm sorry, I bought you coffee. You know, I'm terrible at that.
There you go. I hear you.
But you, if all else fails, you take them to Rhino for a good donut.
That's funny. And James, by the way, he's downplaying himself a lot. So I'm gonna give him some kudos here. Here's the deal. He told me something the other day. He says, Tariq, I think it is so important to get to know someone as a friend before you proceed with them. And I want you to be open and honest why you feel that way. I mean, you know, and women make mistakes with that or get really hurt because they don't do that. Men I think we all do, no matter what gender we are. So why do you say that? Why do you say that?
Because I don't truly think you understand the person until that is achieved. If you think about it. Just think about how you know your friends. You pretty much the in and out. And that's, if you have that as your basis and you go from that, you build on that.
Right. So what you're saying is become a best friend if you can, or become friend, not friendly, but true friends, where you can talk to them about anything. Like you and I talk about, about some stuff that, you know, that it's real true and very personal.
You should be able to be open, honest, and able to communicate. So if you have that with your partner, that you've just shown yourself, you've built a friendship with them.
Right. Okay. Let me ask you a question on this one too. So, and I'm going to, because somebody just texted me about it. So should you, if the guy, and it's a woman, if the guy wants to sleep with you on the first date, how do you say, I want to wait to get to know you? Any thoughts on that? Or to say, hey, I'm not ready to do that? Or what do you do? How do you say it? Or do you have any thoughts?
Well, unless she wore the T-shirt on the first date that says, I blank on the first date, I think that he's out of his mind thinking that he should get sex on the first date.
Okay. I hear you.
Especially in a straight relationship. I mean, 9 times out of 10 it happens in the gay relationships, but in the straight world, yeah. Women, I mean, from what I've learned over the years, women don't normally, like, sex isn't the first thing they're thinking of when they meet someone.
I get you. And I'm going to share this with you. Sometimes women will sleep with a man to get more of a relationship out of him, and yet they wake up the next morning feeling terrible about themselves. You know what I mean?
Right.
They did that.
Oh, I've seen that. I've seen that 100 times, you know. And especially, I mean, I know a lot of, like, when I hung out with my buddies back home, you know, they would try the, let's have another bottle of wine, you know, and that kind of thing. And you lower your senses, so it's not good.
Stay away from alcohol. Yeah. You're right about that. Stay away from alcohol. My dad always said that. Stay away from alcohol or be in a public place if you're drinking, or be in a, always kissing the lights. My dad told me, I'm like, okay. I never really understood that until I was much older. But you're right about that. I also think that if you are sleeping with someone to get something from them other than just the pure enjoyment of sleeping with them and having sex with them and being intimate with them, that right there is a problem. And
you have an ulterior motive.
Yeah, you do. And
so right off the bat, you're going in with negative intentions.
That's true.
And you can't go into a relationship trying to have a positive relationship with negative intentions.
Very good. Very, very, very true. That's key right there. So if you're going into the relationship expecting this guy to be, or this woman to be, whatever gay or straight relationship, then you're going in there with a negative intention and you're going to attract that back to you. Law of attraction, whatever you send out is going to come back to you, and usually it's going to come back to you harder than what you send it out to. That's great, James. And I know that you are really practicing that about not having emotionless sex in the sense of your teaching, what we're talking about, and what you want to share with people, among other things, too, as well. How to be beautiful on the inside, attract great love to you, but being a friend first. And that is something that I am so strict about now, not so much when I was younger, but your conversations that you and I've had have really helped me with that. So I appreciate it. Thank you so very much. Anyway, tell everybody
what
you're about.
Well, thank
you.
It helped me with it.
Yeah, he is a wonderful guy. But he and his partner, they just opened a new shop. You want to give a plug for it and tell them where they can, you guys that are local here in South Florida. He is amazing. Both of them are wonderful. They do it all. So share the new number and the address and that kind of thing. That's great. And the name.
Well, it'll be Salon 3217, and it's on North Ocean Boulevard. But it will be up and running as of July 7th, which is July 8th, which is tomorrow.
Well, it's actually Tuesday. Tomorrow's July 7th. You guys have been
working. Oh, wait, tomorrow's Monday? July, well, whatever Tuesday is.
You're tired.
Lost it.
Anyway, I love you guys. You guys are amazing.
Yeah, it's been 54th. I spent a lot of time with Therese. It took a lot out of me.
Great for it. Anyway, you guys, as I said, you guys got every kind of hair thing that you do, from extensions to all the stuff that women like, cuts and color. I'm going to tell you this, because he is my hairstylist. He is an expert at color and cut. So I get compliments every day on my hair. And give me a call. Do you have a number? Did you speak your number? So give them a number they can call, too. So do you mind? 954?
Yeah, it's 954-278-2994.
Okay, yeah, you guys, he's worth it. Amazing, amazing, amazing. Thank you so much. Give Vincent a big hug for me, and I will talk to you both over in the next day or two. All right, thanks
so much.
I really appreciate it, James. James is he's putting some workshops together, and we're going to do some stuff here. So, but he's really tuning into that aspect of being a friend first. And it sounds great when we're saying it, try living it, right? Anyway, hey, is this Nicole? It's not Nicole. Okay. Who is this? Hello? Did I call on you? And I wasn't supposed to call on you. I'm so sorry. Anyway, I appreciate you listening in. And I thought that was first, but you're the same exchange, so I apologize about that. Hold on 1 second. Maybe I was right. Anyway, hold on. Hey, hello?
Hello.
Hi, this is Therese.
Therese, it's Nicole.
Nicole, I thought that was you. I was like, did I make a mistake? Because they put all the ones up there at the front that are asking questions. You know, so anyway, that I invited to share their input. And talk to us. What is the most important thing that women are looking for? Because I know you've had some real challenges and some great stuff happening in your own relationship, but what are some things that women are looking for?
The most, for me, I will say for me, we really want to have that feeling of that our heart is being taken care of. Mm-hmm. That's a big part, I think, for anyone, man or woman. And your callers prior to that have already touched on that. But having, you know, the security is key. And the gentleman before, you know, of course, being surprised, and I like when he said, oh, I didn't get you flowers, but I got you coffee. Hey, for me, any present is good. I don't mind. The thing is, if you thought of me, then I'm happy. So I think that for me, of course, like you said, I've had some challenges with my relationship. It has a great foundation, but, you know, we're always, you know, wanting everything now, and we have to be patient in what we want so we can be available for what we want. So I think that's a really key point as well.
So what did you say? Say that again. We have to be available
okay. for what we want. So, you know, be ready. Like we say, oh, we want this, we want that, but a lot of times we're not available for it. We're not emotionally available. We're not ready.
Give me an example of that. I want to hear that, because that is key right there. What is an example of that? Maybe you've had it with your friends or yourself. What is, you know, not being ready for something when it hits you, you know, or it comes your way or is in your path, however you want to say it. Saying you want a boyfriend, but... Okay.
Yeah, you want a boyfriend, you want a good man, you know, but, you know, sometimes women have been so hurt or so on guard that when you do get a good man or woman, doesn't matter, you're not ready to receive that person, so you don't take care of the blessings that are being given to you at that time. But we want it so bad. You know, we want this. We see it, it's there, but we're not ready to receive it. So then we don't take care of it, and then we lose it.
Okay, that's true, because you're still living in the past, maybe, like from a past relationship,
yeah.
And you're angry about it.
They're stuck in themselves. They're afraid to move forward or to, you know, give again. Even though this is what they really, really want, you know, they that good man, that good woman, they're too afraid. They're too afraid to let it happen for them.
I hear you. That is so true. Nicole, you brought up a valid point, because we live in the past, or we live in the future, you know, thinking about what we don't have and what we're going to have. We forget to live in the now. That is so key. Thank you. That's a great point, by the way. And the miracle of love really only happens when you live in the now. It really does. And
yeah.
Most of us would do that miracle.
Mm-hmm.
So it's important to live in the now. You know, we put out there what you're looking for. Make the list. You know, Alex, as you hit on so many points, her sister did too last week. So, and you hit on a great one, and so did James. You know, you guys are amazing. Thank you so, so very much. I appreciate what you're doing and sharing. And, you know, the best part about it is all of you guys are not angry and bitter about past relationships. You have no idea how many people I talk to about that every day. They're so angry and bitter. That's a key right there. Don't be angry.
It is.
Don't be bitter. Okay. You know, so.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
That's a bad country song right there. Thank you for sharing with us tonight. And, you know, tell a little ain't. What is it called? My dad used to sing it. Tell a little I ain't here, he better get on home here. He's calling him at the bar. So funny. But, the miracle of love happens right here, right now, when you're enjoying the moment. I'm enjoying talking to you, and thank you for sharing your story. You know, what women are looking for. Taking care of their heart's key. Let me ask you a question. Being friends first, would you recommend that? Because sometimes it's so hard because you're so special.
Friends
to person.
First. It is. Friends first. Please, friends first. I've learned that, you know, the hard way in the past. But I think the friendship in any relationship creates the stability and sustainability. So if, you know, I'm comfortable with you as my friend, you know, where we can talk about anything, you know, I'm comfortable with you. I know you're going to protect, we protect each other's feelings. We can be silly and crazy and wacky, and we accept all of each other. That's the whole person. So I think when you start that friendship and you build that friendship, you actually start to reveal each other's whole self. So when that emotional, romantic part does come in, it's an added bonus. It adds more to your circle, and it just it creates a life. It takes on a life of its own.
Mm.
So later on down the line, you have that, you know, that friendship where, you know, you're comfortable. You don't need, you know, distractions are not a big thing for you at all because you have that friendship.
So true. And I appreciate you saying that. So thank you. That is so true. Anyway, all right, well, listen, we're going to close the show down. You guys heard some great stuff today on the web, and I appreciate your comments, sending me emails and texts and those kind of things. And Nicole offered a lot here, and well, all the people did as well, too. And I appreciate you guys. Thank you once again, Nicole. And our next show is Tuesday night, and it's at 8:30, and it's all about manifesting, creating great prosperity in your love life and in your career and business or whatever. And what I do know is your business and your career and your love life are the same coin, just different sides. Okay, so when you're really balanced in one, okay, as, you know, like Lexi, Alex said, when you're really balanced in one, usually you're going to be balanced in the other, or it's like a journey. And so we talked about that. It's true. And the other thing is that that's Tuesday night at 8:30. Same dial-in number, and if you want to be on our email distribution list, let me know. You can go to Cherie@angelcoaches.org, or here's another thing, Blog Talk Radio. Follow us on Blog Talk. They send you a lot of new things, and for free. And then like us on Facebook, too, facebook.com/angelcoaches, and we've got some new marketing coming out, some new Angel Coaches, so you don't want to miss that. Anyway, you guys were wonderful. Thank you once again, and you got everybody that's listening. Have a great now. Take care. Bye, everybody.